Life is a series of rituals. Take Libby James. Almost every day for the last 4 decades, she's started or ended with this. Shoes on, out the door, and running.
I think I'm basically an introvert and I need alone time. I think that's part of it. The other thing is, the day always seems to go better if it has started with a run. Sometimes ended with a run.
She took up the sport 4 decades ago to create an escape from a house full of teenagers. Today she's run every distance from 5Ks to marathons across the world to Japan and Africa. She does it all with a laid-back attitude and a smile. And for those who pore over race results and age categories, she's a bit of a rock star, although she wouldn't tell you that.
I think what started all this fuss was a good time in a Boulder. It was a 48, 50 something, about 3 years ago now.
The fuss was James's recent induction into the Colorado Running Hall of Fame, and her 48:55 time was a national record for her age. James didn't find out about it until a writer from Running Times called her up.
I mean, I was happy with that time, but I didn't know it was anything special.
Older age categories are sometimes overlooked when race officials are making the tallies and looking for records. In fact, it was James's daughter who figured out that she had actually broken a world record in her age category last year for the 10-mile Etna Park to Park in Denver. That same year, she set a national record for the 5K in Fort Collins. And this month, she set a new one for the Colorado Half Marathon. USA Track and Field has yet to make that one official. At 75, it's hard to keep up with her, even on a casual run.
Oh man, I'm getting tired here.
It's okay to walk. You want to walk?
Sure. Let's walk.
With a petite, thin frame, tights, and sports sunglasses, James is free of gadgets and gizmos. Throughout the years, running shoes and a watch have been her trusty tools.
I've never gotten near a heart monitor. I don't know how they work, and I really don't want to know how they work.
She says consistency and determination are keys to running over 4 decades, but so is perspective.
At this late date, it's interesting to see that it's starting to pay off when for a lot of years it was. And I do have to say this, I love running. It's a big part of my life, but it's not my whole life.
James makes cards and artwork with tea bags, something she calls teabag tampering. She teaches writing classes at the Larimer County Jail. She's also shopping a children's book about an older woman who decides to run a marathon. No research required.
Writing is a lot harder than running.
How is it harder?
It's harder. Well, because you have to sit down, for one thing. And you have to think. And you have to be very persistent about being willing to revise what you've written, not once, but maybe 17 times.
Libby James has a great sense of humor and is humble. She's far from cocky about sweeping the Beat Your Age category for a 5th year in a row this year. But she does have some advice for the 50,000 runners and walkers gathering in Boulder today.
I would suggest that you go down to Boulder and you get in that mass of humanity and have as much fun as you possibly can.
All right.
Would you like to go around the lake?
Sure, let's do that.
For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.